Ooh. Hello, boxing fans around the world. Thank you for joining me here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today. And we're going to start off with a brief little announcement from the world boxing people who are pretty proud of the fact that a decision was made with respect to, shall we say, providing some recognition with respect to representation for all national Olympic boxing committees with respect to the upcoming Olympics, not only in Paris 2024, which is actually being handled by the IOC, but going forward into, say, for example, LA in 2028. So let's see what they have to say. And this is a direct quote. World Boxing welcomes the decision by CAS to withdraw recognition of the IBA, and the subsequent comments by the IOC expressed a desire to partner with a new international federation that is committed to good governance, the integrity of competitions, transparency of finances and accounting, and autonomy. That international federation is World Boxing. The decision by CAS and the comments from the IOC send a clear and unambiguous message to all national federations that if they want boxers from their country to have the life-changing opportunity to continue to compete at future Olympic Games, they must now support and join World Boxing, which is the last remaining hope for the sport to retain its status as an Olympic sport beyond Paris 2024. So, you know, pretty serious note and a pretty serious notice of intention, quite frankly, of where they intend to go. It's really great to see, by the way, they put out a strategic plan. If you go to the talkandfight.com website, I've also included that in the news section. There's a link to their strategic plan, but they have five objectives, all well stated, all properly thought out. And as someone who has a marketing background and a branding background, this is something that I take to heart. Let me just read these out to you. The plan will establish World Boxing as a recognized, credible organization. It'll operate the best practice governance, deliver world standard competitions, increase the worldwide media exposure of boxing, achieve financial stability and sustainability. All of these things were somewhat muddled under the old AIBA, now IBA, under Umar Kremlev and his Russian counterparts. So let's see if this will now be enough for the Olympic Organizing Committee itself to recognize fully World Boxing, to represent all national bodies in the sport of boxing for the Olympics going forward. Speaking of going forward, I see we have some few things to report on, but let me just give you a quick few recaps here. Joe Koizumi over in Tokyo is reporting faster jabber Hironori Mishiro, 51-1, rested the Japanese national lightweight belt as he made good use of hand speed and agility and scored a unanimous decision over defending champ Shuma Nakazato over 10 hard-fought rounds in Tokyo, Japan. So, one other story out of Japan. Joe's also reporting unbeaten lefty prospect whose amateur mark being 102-10. And he's currently JBC's number one fighter, Kanto Lei. Managed to capture the Japanese national super light belt from Homura Fujita, who's now 12-2, by unanimous decision over 10 rounds, also held on that same night in Japan. One more quick little note here. Do you remember an ex-WBA World Junior Middleweight champ, Kochi Wajima, who acquired the belt on three occasions by defeating Komela Bossi, Oscar Shotgun, and Jai Du Yu in the 1970s? Well, his welterweight grandson, Taishin Osatani, is now 6-3, five knockouts, impressively pounded out a unanimous decision over Katu Matsuno as the six-footer dropped his grudge rival twice in rounds 2 and 4 with a 1-2 combination and vicious left hook, respectively. So there you go. Some good reports out of Tokyo from our good friend Joe Koizumi. Some fights upcoming. Adrian Broner set to enter the ring against Blair Cobbs. That's going to be May 31st. Let's have a quick read, see where it's going to be held here. Cobbs, he's 16-1-1, 10 knockouts. Cobbs, though, hasn't fought in 2 years since his win over Maurice Hooker, and he's not ranked in the top 15 by any of the four sanctioning bodies. So maybe there's a bit of trash talk going on here. Yep. So they had a bit of a press conference to promote their fight. May 31st is the return of the Can Man, Blair the Flair, go get it, said Adrian Broner, announcing his May 31st against welterweight Blair Cobbs. Realistically, said this writer, I don't see the Broner Cobbs winner fighting for a world title at 147 or 140 against any of the champions. If you threw the winner of this fight in with IBF welterweight champ Jaron Boots Ennis, it would create a firestorm of criticism that would be a bad thing for the career of the talented champ. What are you going to say? In, shall we say, better news, it's great to see the women making headlines. Ellie Scottney versus Ségolène Lefebvre. We've got a good fight coming up here. I think they're on the undercard. But anyway, Ellie Scottney recently starred in a BBC documentary called Stable, the Boxing Game, which I have not seen, reports Matt Penn out of England. He goes, Ellie will be looking to add another world title to her collection when she faces Ségolène this weekend in Manchester. The Kaffir fighter won her first title last summer against one of my favorite fighters, Trinica Johnson, and dedicated that win to her nan. Now she's aiming to become unified champ at super bantamweight with her eyes firmly set on the undisputed status. Scottney trains under Shane McGuigan and his stable mates with the likes of Chris Billum-Smith, Adam Azim, and Caroline Dubois. And certainly has displayed some superior boxing skills in days and fights gone by. So very good news out of England with respect to the women who are in the ring. All right. So have a quick look here at what ESPN is reporting. Oh, gosh, this. So Tyson Fury has himself a bit of a press conference the other day, and he said he could beat Alexander Usyk with no training and after sinking 15 pints of Peroni. Yep, that's what he said. I think he said it before, too, but he said it again. And it's a great quote. But anyway, WBC champ Fury and Usyk, who hold the IBF WBA WO straps, will fight for the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship on May 18th in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And while Fury praised Usyk, 21-0, 14 knockouts, as a great champion at cruiserweight, he said he would step up would prove too much when they clash in just over a month's time. I think if I didn't train at all for this camp, I came in at 25 stone and sank 15 pints of Peroni beforehand, then the next day, go in there. What's he going to do? Jib and jab me around? that's funny. Take nothing away from him, he continued, but he couldn't do anything with Derek Chisora. It was a 50-50 fight. Fury, 34-0-1, by the way, 24 knockouts, who is known for entertaining interviews and hurling insults at opponents, was full of respect for Usyk on Wednesday, but he warned he expects to win in emphatic fashion in May. It's not personal. It's strictly business for both fighters, he said. There's a lot of stuff on the line, but I don't hate him, and he don't hate me. I respect him as a man, as a fighter. He's undisputed cruiserweight champ. He's undefeated heavyweight champ. Anyone would have to respect the man's achievements. But we have weight divisions for a reason. When the cruiserweights step up to the big boys, they get found wanting. The Fury camp also revealed how they will target Usyk, believing he has a weakness when it comes to taking shots to the body. He said, I've looked at a lot of his fights, going back to his amateur days, and he's a bit of a crybaby when it comes to getting hit in the body, Fury's promoter Frank Warren said. He cries to the referee a lot. He doesn't like it. For me, the biggest exponent of exploiting a fighter's weakness is the professor. Right here, he points to Fury. Turkey. Al-Sheikh, the chairman of the Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority, has said either fighter will have to pay $10 million from his purse if they pull out the bout. Hopefully he's not worried either will. But let's keep in mind that Fury needed 11 stitches after he was hit with an elbow above his right eye back in February. But he said he's had a great camp leading up to the rearranged date. He said, I'm training hard. Obviously, it's fantastic shape. Obviously, there's no room for error, no room for not training right. I'm actually having a fantastic training camp. No complaints, working very hard, got me dad in campus time, so my CP weapon as well, whatever that is. Can't do anymore, really. All right, good for him. To which we heard a little bit of a reply from Alexander Yusuk. He has an organization called Ready to Fight, and that has now announced a strategic partnership with the Saudi Boxing Federation. Let's have a quick read here. The Saudi Arabian Boxing Federation signed a memorandum of understanding with Ready to Fight, the first boxing social platform co-founded by the world heavyweight champion Alexander Usyk. The parties agreed to join efforts in spearheading innovations for the boxing industry in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I wonder if that will include women. The partnership will primarily focus on talent scouting and engaging top boxing professionals in the federation's programs and projects. Within it, Ready to Fight will serve as a digital platform for recruiting highly experienced coaches, sparring partners, and other training staff. Also, the parties will work together for promoting boxing and developing boxing education in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Yes, you know what's next? The undercard of the Canelo Mungia fight. And this is receiving mixed reactions. Either it's going to be terribly exciting, or I'm not going to say terrible, but it's a little underrated. The undercard. I kind of was hoping Jeremy Boutsenis, we'd mentioned him earlier, was going to be on the fight, but no. We're going to see our good friend Cody Crowley take on Suleiman Kisikyo in a WBC welterweight title eliminator. And that decision has left Boots out in the cold, quite frankly. We're going to see Mario Barrios defend his WBC interim welterweight title against Fabian Maidana. Okay. Maidana has won his last four bouts, by the way, and stopped three of his opponents, but this will certainly be his biggest test. Then we're going to see Brandon Figueroa defend his WBC interim featherweight belt against Jesse Magdaleno. Figueroa defends his WBC interim featherweight stripe against former WBO superweight Magdaleno, who's coming off a loss to Raymond Ford. Figueroa is on a mixed run of form, by the way, having won two of his last three fights. That defeat, though, came against the former WBC and WBO super bantamweight champ, Stephen Fulton. And rounding out this card, Imantas Stanionis takes on Gabriel Maestra. Stanionis defends his WBA interim welterweight title against ex-Olympian Gabriel Maestra. Stanionis is a rising star in the welterweight division with a 14-0 record. But the 37-year-old Maestra, whose record is 6-0-1, will hardly test him. So as I said, some mixed results with respect to that announcement. Now, a fight that's upcoming that we are looking forward to here on Talking Fight, our good friend Jared Anderson going up against Riyad Merhiv, the Belgian heavyweight battle over 10 rounds. Riyad has made it known he absolutely intends to fight like a madman and actually beat Jared Anderson. So it's going to be a great fight. But on the undercard, we're going to see Efi Ajagba take on Guido Vianello, another heavyweight battle over 10 rounds. We're going to see Robson Concieco take on Jose Guardado over 8 rounds. They're junior lightweights. Julian Delgado taking on Juan Tamez over 4 rounds. They're middleweights. Charlie Suarez is going to take on Luis Correa over 8 rounds, junior lightweight division. John Rincon, Yaniel Alvarez Talamaca will meet toe-to-toe over 6 rounds in the welterweight division. And Abdullah Mason, who we've mentioned quite often here on Talk and Fight, will go in the ring against Ronald Ron and battle over 8 rounds in the lightweight division. And there you have it, my friends. There's all the news fit to print today. Thanks for joining me here on Talk and Fight. Appreciate it very much. Remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We'll see you again at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Talk and Fight, or catch me anytime these shows are held in archive. And so we'll see you, as I said, on one other show. Let's see if there's any other pings coming in. Nothing. All right. Adios.